Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
First Corinthians 7, teaching on marriage. Now concerning the things about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, but because of immoralities, each man is to have his own wife, and each woman is to have her own husband. The husband must fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise also the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Stop depriving one another, except by agreement for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer and come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But this I say by way of concession, not of command. Yet I wish that all men were even as I myself am. However, each man has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, that it is good for them if they remain even as I. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But to the married I give instructions, not I but the Lord, that the wife should not leave her husband, but if she does leave, she must remain unmarried, or else be reconciled to her husband, and that the husband should not divorce his wife. But to the rest I say, not the Lord, but if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he must not divorce her. And a woman who has an unbelieving husband and he consents to live with her, she must not send her husband away. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified through her believing husband. For otherwise your children are unclean, but now they are holy. Yet if the unbelieving one leaves, let him leave. The brother or the sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband, or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? Only as the Lord has assigned to each one, as God has called each, in this manner let him walk. And so I direct in all the churches, was any man called when he was already circumcised? He is not to become uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? He is not to become circumcised. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is the keeping of the commandments of God. Each man must remain in that condition in which he was called. Were you called while a slave? Do not worry about it. But if you are able also to become free, rather do that. For he who is called of the Lord while a slave is the Lord's freedman. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, each one is to remain with God in that condition in which he was called. Now concerning virgins, I have no command of the Lord, but I give an opinion of one as one who by the mercy of the Lord is trustworthy. I think then that it is good in view of the present distress that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be released. Are you released from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if you marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Yet such all have such will have trouble in this life, and I am trying to spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time has been shortened, so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they had not did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it, for the form of this world is passing away. But I want you to be free from concern. One who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. And his interests are divided. The woman who is unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. This I say for your own benefit, not to put a restraint upon you, but to promote what is appropriate and to secure undistracted devotion to the Lord. But if any man thinks that he is acting unbecomingly toward his virgin daughter, if she is past her youth, and if it must be so, let him do what he wishes. He does not sin. Let her marry. But he who stands firm in his heart, being under no constraint, but has authority over his own will and has decided this in his own heart, to keep his own virgin daughter, he will do well. So then both he who gives his own virgin daughter in marriage does well, and he who does not give her in marriage will do better. A wife is bound as long as her husband lives, but if her husband is dead, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. But in my opinion, she is happier if she remains as she is, and I think that I also have the Spirit of God. It's amazing how 1 Corinthians 7 seems to pretty much disappear when people start talking in the Christian world today. There's so much in this scripture, in this one chapter here. First of all, just touching on the top part, when two become one, you're not your own. But see, Paul's point here is not we should all be single, as some people say today who are against marriage. Paul said we should be like him and be single. No, Paul did not go around and throw his body around and try to just find anybody that he could have a relationship with. He devoted himself to the Lord and didn't even focus on any kind of earthly relationship like that. So if you're to live your life as Paul did and be single, then you're not dating. You're not even looking to take people out on a date. You're 100% focused on the Lord, which is why he's saying if someone is unmarried, it is better for them, in his opinion, because the married person is now split in their focus on being devoted to both God and their spouse. So if they were single, they would just be focused on pleasing God. And it's difficult to keep and maintain that appropriate prioritization of putting God first when God, especially when people don't have a close relationship with God, because God feels distant and not present, and your spouse is right there beside you. Then you also have things where not only is a spouse trying to become that number one and getting all the attention, and they could have a tendency to become jealous of God. And that's not healthy. That just opens the door for all kinds of spiritual warfare. And then, of course, as you dig further down in here, you can see he starts talking about circumcision. Circumcision is nothing. He's saying the circumcision was a sign that shows people being devoted to God. So if someone is circumcised or if someone is uncircumcised, it doesn't matter. But if Holy Spirit convicts you to be one or the other, so if someone is living uncircumcised and Holy Spirit convicts them to go seek a circumcision as showing their devotion to the Lord, then that's fine. Nothing's wrong with that. Just the same as, you know, if the Lord doesn't convict them, there's no conviction whether to do so, then they don't have to go do it. But this is a phrase that I think is lost a lot. In 19, where he says, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but what matters is the keeping of the commandments of God. That's Paul. And so many people say, well, Paul, and it is in Paul's writings and teachings that people will construe or they will twist grace into saying you don't have to worry about the law anymore. That was done away with by Jesus on the cross. That's not true. That is a lie. That is a lie. And even here, Paul says, what matters is keeping the commandments of God. Keeping the commandments of God. Then you go through the whole section here where it's talking about your status, if you're a slave and if you're a freedman and all that stuff, and I think that's really clear. But when you get to the part down here at the bottom of, or at the last part of this chapter, a lot of people have questions about what is he talking about the daughter, a virgin daughter. And the world twists this to really promote two things, pedophilia and incest. Both of which are against the Bible. In fact, both of which God detests. But here you've got just confusing writing by Paul. But here's what he's saying. So I have four daughters. So if, in this time, biblically speaking, in the time that Paul's writing this, they very much so had fixed marriages. So it was, as the father of four daughters, it was my responsibility to make sure that my daughters are married off. So I had to find people and make deals to find the appropriate spouse for my daughter, and then find go and meet with the father and make some kind of an arrangement so that we could fix the marriage. It becomes a big priority for the father. And he feels like he's not doing justice and he's not glorifying God if he has an unmarried daughter. But the reality is, and what Paul's saying here is, if it's God's will that they're to be married, then they're to be married. If it's not, don't worry about it. You actually end up in a better position because you now you got more help around the house. And if someone is living their life not married, they have the opportunity for a greater devotion towards the Lord without being distracted. So he's not saying, great, she's yours. You can take your own daughter as your wife. No, not at all. Not at all. He's saying whether or not she is to be betrothed or not is the Lord's to decide. You need to listen to what the Lord says in direction there. Not just doing it because I have to do it. So if one of my daughters desires to live with my wife and I for the rest of her life, single, she can. Nothing is wrong with that. There's nothing weird about that. The world wants to say that's weird. Because the world wants her out there and to be isolated and susceptible to the spiritual warfare that's out there outside of the covering. So, we should not focus on status. It should just be focused on God's will. So, Father, thank you that you have such a beautiful will and that you don't hide it from us. You ask that we come and seek it from you, that we actually seek you. We seek you, your kingdom, your will, your desire. And we pray that that comes into our lives and that is what guides us, not our own will, but your will. And Father, we just pray that as you do, when we ask, you give. When we ask, you teach, you tell. You don't keep from us or withhold from us. Father, I pray that we could just have the understanding of that, that we would be able to live each day confident that you're a loving Father, a giving Father, a faithful Father, and all we have to do is ask. So Father, please just let your will be known. Let your will be known and let our lives bring your will and your kingdom into this world. And I pray for all this in Jesus' name.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.